Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
Happy Mother's Day, moms. Big fan of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III. Welcome on board 3Wide Nation, the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, where I usually talk about latest in all NASCAR, Kid World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of NASCAR on this Cup edition. And yes, I'm recording this just right after Junior Motorsports has now won three straight races in the Xfinity Series. Yes, you're getting post-race edition slash look ahead to the Cup Series tomorrow, which you guys download it. It will be today on Mother's Day. Again, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there who enjoy their NASCAR or other sports for that matter. And happy Mother's Day to my mom as well. I'll be calling her tomorrow. So make sure you do that as well if you have not already on this Mother's Day weekend here across America. So, I did not want to leave this podcast without saying that. So usually I get into what I'm talking about and then important announcement comes up. Excuse me. And then I hop in the show and then I forget something important and then that's left out. So I wanted to get that, take care of that first and foremost. I'll probably be saying it again to end this episode, which is 291. The 3Wide NASCAR podcast, EG3, and boy, before I get into all that, yes, I will get my ticket ordered, or tickets, or ticket ordered on Monday, talking about Kansas Speedway. Sorry to look ahead, but I will be at the racetrack next Sunday. Saturday's still up in the air. Of course, my work needs me to come in. If I do, it'll be only for half a day. So, but on top of that, I forgot something kind of important on the schedule as well. I've been very bad, at least lately, about putting stuff on the calendar that's needed to be tended to. Well, this is more of a friend's outing instead of a race. So I am kind of in between what I want to do. If I want to just skip the truck race and go to the cut race, which that is top priority. So for next weekend. So that's a definite for sure. So I know a couple of my friends just got their tickets. So, yeah, usually I get mine a month in advance. I've been so tied up with work and everything else. I haven't really put priority too much into it because I know I'm going to get it. So I'll have that on Monday. So when you're here, and of course, I got a special guest lined up for next week, a familiar face, or I should say a familiar a voice on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, EG3, will be hopping on board with me, and probably will be this week and next week for sure. I gotta talk to him again if he wants to hop on post-race. So you're gonna get, if that happens, you're gonna get 2 weeks of him on this 3Wide NASCAR podcast, EG3, and possibly in between there, a special guest in there, in between all of that. So a lot going on, especially as it's Kansas week. Well, not yet, but after tomorrow afternoon's Cup race, it will be officially Kansas Speedway week. So, I mean, the truck race is in prime time, and of course, you know, we have no manager right now. So, of course, whatever you want to call it, I don't really call her a manager because they half the time with social media nowadays and whatnot, half people on their phones and whatnot. So asked me to come in. So if that happens, I will only come in. Sorry, but my own work business out here. But I'll only come. The plan is to work a half a day, and then either depending on what I want to do, I won't have a decision until probably the middle of the week of what I want to do. So with next Saturday. Obviously, next Saturday, trucks will be on track in prime time in Kansas City. And speaking of the trucks, John Nemechek, who had a tremendous run just now in the Xfinity Series with Sam Hunt Racing. he gave that 26 a ride this afternoon. He won last night. He was in a bid for a 1-2 sweep, at least. Obviously, he's not running the Cup Series tomorrow and when this comes out this afternoon or this morning. So he gave that a tremendous ride there as well. So, yeah, so we'll see what happens there, obviously. There, John Nemechek, actually, that's what I believe. That was his first win last night in the season after winning, what, some 10 races, something like that last year, because it felt like he won a lot of races last year. And finally, he's been kind of been having bad luck, plus struggling a little bit for Kyle Busch Motorsports, who is on baby watch for the next two races, which is, of course, Trevor Bayne is on standby. If I'm going to call it birth mom, because we are adopted our over 2 year old daughter now. So I'm going to roll with that. Also, it was called by Bob Pocker a surrogate. So if that were to happen between now and then, Trevor Bayne will replace Kyle Busch. So Kyle Busch is on baby wash here between this time frame as well. So a lot going on, obviously, for yours truly as well. But one thing's for sure, I will be there next Sunday afternoon. That's for sure. Hanging out with my friends, enjoying 400 miles of racing, and seeing the new car live in person in action at Kansas Speedway. So I don't want to drop the car too much there with that. So I will not be too, for those I have been tweeting for Martin Truex Jr. updates. For those Truex fans who listen to this podcast, yeah, and usually when I'm there, I don't really tweet that much because I'm too much into watching what's going on. I want to enjoy what's going on out there instead of being plugged into my phone. So, yeah, you're not going to be hearing much of me unless Martin Truex Jr. wins. Obviously, he's winless to this point. Maybe that changes tomorrow after the slow start he had to his weekend today. I was really concerned. I'm like, really? Too slow, and then James Small went to work in the crew guy gang, and bam, he's right up there in the mix. I'm anxiously see, costly optimist is the word I want to use tomorrow. Hopefully, he can put on a show like he did last year, and be right up there at the end to be contending for another Darlington win. Again, that's one of his more favorite tracks, and kind of mine as well, of course, along with Kansas Speedway as well. But fresh off the press. Obviously, I'll get the cut momentarily. The Xfinity Series just wrapped up as I record this podcast. Justin Allgaier had a rocket ship this afternoon and taking home the win. And finally, all this stuff about winless streaks. So we egged on Chase Elliott, last weekend's winner at Darlington. Not Darlington. The other D word, Dover, last weekend. All he does is win on World Course. All he does is do this and catching the bad breaks and whatnot. He puts himself in position and comes up, something crazy happens near the end of these races somewhat. And Chase Elliott wins that one last weekend at Darlington. And then Justin Allgaier, same thing. You put yourself in position time and time again. I thought he won this late race last year. I think he did. So I think this is two times in a row that Justin Allgaier has won at this place, Darlington, on Mother's Day weekend. Huge. And you can finally shred that winless streak to pieces as well. Finishing second was Noah Gregson. Huge. Right there as well. One of my fantasy picks as well. I might, kind of looking ahead a little bit to the next segment of fantasy racing. I might be changing things up a little bit when it comes to picking my picks. Now, I know I'm putting this out there on my podcast a little bit, but the way that this first segment gone, every time I pick somebody, they happen to have trouble. And this is not the first time I said it. I feel like I've been a broken record in this first part of the season when it comes to fantasy leagues, because every time I pick somebody, they happen to have a problem. So hopefully that changes. And I'm in one of my fantasy leagues, anyways, that I'm involved with, I thought I was in deeper trouble than I was, but it seems like I'm in striking distance I might change the rules a little bit. So I have to get confirmation from obviously the person in charge of that, but we'll see what happens there. According to that particular finish league. But anyways, Noah Gregson finishing in the second spot. Junior Motorsports, is that the second week in a row that they're 1-2? Let me double check that before I jump ship here, because last week on the podcast, obviously this was more focused on the Xfinity Series race where Josh Berry took home the victory there as well, and they could have easily went 1-2-3-4. They didn't. They went 1-2-4-5. And this is actually the second consecutive week. Yes, it is. Second consecutive week in a row that they have taken 1-2 punch at Darlington. And then you had Sam Mayer, tremendous run. And as soon as I agree with the guys in the pre-race for Fox, Jamie Mack and Larry McReynolds talked about, one of them at least, talked about the potential that Sam Mayer has to get in the victory lane. I'm starting to believe it. I'm starting to believe it as well. And Josh Berry, bad break for him. He could have been in the top five again. We could have been sitting here for the second week in a row on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 talking about Junior Motorsports, all those cars being inside the top five. Josh Berry had something happened to him on pit row where he had equipment leave the pit box or something. It was a restart. Restart, he went too soon on a restart, cost Josh Berry the Dover winner, and he rallied to finish 18th there. So bad break for him. But meanwhile, he has his watch, his teammates have good runs, and Justin Allgaier break a winless streak there that goes back actually all the way back to this race last year. So Justin Allgaier finally gets in the victory lane there. So there is that. The rest of your top 10 from this race, the Xfinity Series race, I'm just gonna roll with the 200 mile, just tad over 200 mile race, the Mahindra Roxor 200. Hey, I gave it a shot. Third, this guy, this 98, Riley Herbst. I think this guy's going to get in the victory lane for us all said and done. And I made a bold prediction on one of my podcasts. Not this one. It's my other podcast that I do. I'm going to make another one here. I think Riley Herbst is going to get the victory lane before the playoffs. Mark it down, May 7th, 2022, on the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. The way that he's been running, man, he has got his stuff together in Riley Herbst for Stuart Haas Racing. It's a matter of when this is going to happen for this Herbst team. Now, obviously, he's going to have to go through this juggernaut, which is Junior Motorsports, right? But Herbst, I don't know how many top 10s that is for him, but he's just knocked down another one this afternoon. And I already talked about Johan Nemechek. What a weekend for him. Obviously, the Truck Series winner last night. And then you come back and give Allgaier fits. And then you rally finish fourth there after starting mid-pack in the fourth position there. Sam Mayer fifth. The back of this top 10 includes Landon Castle for Colleague Racing. Landon Castle's doing some work now. Finishing sixth. Brandon Jones, the Martinsville winner, comes in seventh. And he won a Darlington race, I think. Yeah, I think it was either, I know it was either last year or the year before last year. There he finished in the seventh spot here as I lose my tab. There we go. AJ Allmendinger. I think he was going to get ate up anyways during that later in that strategic call to stay out. You know, Darlington is famous for wearing out tire wear, and having to race the racetrack, right? Quote unquote, race the racetrack, right? So AJ Allmendinger, I think he was going to eat up either way there, because the 7 and the 9, they were coming, and then, of course, the caution comes out late, that was sets up the mad dash to the checkered flag there, but Allmendinger survives, finished 8th. Daniel Hemric comes in ninth spot. It's been a quiet few weeks for this car, for this guy, and remember, we kind of threw him under the rug. He's still the defending Xfinity Series champion. Not really the year that he's had at this point, but in my opinion, because this is the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, Hemric in ninth and Austin Hill rounds out the top 10 for RCR in the 10th position. That is your top 10 from the Xfinity Series race. It just got wrapped up moments ago. Justin Allgaier leads another 1-2 punch for Junior Motorsports.
You're listening to the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3.
Making a transition now. We will focus now, putting our car right in the middle of the racetrack now, and we're going to focus now for the rest of this episode. Obviously, I mentioned Johan Nemechek winning the Truck Series race. I'm going to go ahead and just run down to just the top five real quick. This truck race happened last night. Johan Nemechek with a big win for him, finally getting on the board. Carson Hocevar coming home in the second spot. Him, that's a great run. He started sixth. Grant Imminger finished third, started third, ended up third. Great run for the 23. Ty Majeski finished fourth after starting on the front row. Ty Majeski, very impressive. And of course, when you're slipping and sliding around, that's Ty Majeski's game because he comes from a dirt background there. He was up there. And I should have picked this guy. I should have. I'm still beating myself over this because he was my first choice. Going rewinding back to Fantasy League, right? Parker Kligerman. I should have picked him. Fifth. Anyone stage one. And I think he finished either, I think he finished top five in stage two as well. I'm going to pull it up right now. He finished third. I should have picked Parker Kligerman right there from the jump. I did not. So I'm going to beat myself up over that. So, but anyways, but Noah Gregson kind of made up for it today with a strong second place. So this is one of the fantasy leagues I'm talking about. I'm talking about Brandon's Lap Traffic Fantasy. That is what I'm talking about, folks. And so beating myself over that, this is, but that's 75. Every time it's been on a track that for that truck series, obviously he puts it on a good show. I'm talking about Parker Kligerman. So he rounds out the top five there as well. So that's the results from the Truck Series race last night. Okay, back to the Cup Series, which I have not talked about in some time on this podcast. So let's do that for the rest of the show. So going all the way back to Talladega, right? Ross Chastain, and boy, got something on him here coming up soon. But go back to Chastain for a moment. Ask the podcaster in me for a second. Who would have thought, raise your hand, you thought Ross Chastain not be in this Trackhouse team? Obviously, I talked about this before on the show. And this was probably the least show. I thought Kurt Busch was going to be there on this, at least the top of my list anyways, going to this ride for Trackhouse, right? And Justin Marks puts Ross Chastain in this ride. Now remember, Trackhouse Racing took over all the operations of the former Ganassi team, Chip Ganassi Racing, right? Okay, so these guys, Chip Ganassi Racing, they were kind of not very good. Now, obviously, Ross Chastain last year, all I can remember him in the Cup Series last year is that tremendous run he had at Nashville last year, finishing second to your eventual champion, defending series champion Kyle Larson in that race, right? Fast forward to right now. Who raise your hand, you thought Ross Chastain would be an every week contender so far up to right now. I'll be honest with you. I did not have him up in this mix. And I'll be damned if anybody else did. So, but it's becoming clear that this guy, as pest as he is going to be up there every week and causing hell. That's why, especially last weekend, which I was furious about. Again, I'll get to that momentarily. But you can't deny, obviously, the dude's old school. He don't back down from anybody. And he was sitting in the right place, right time, back again, talking about Talladega now. Right place, right time. Erik Jones. Dude was in the catbird seat a few weeks ago. And all Ross Chastain did, he didn't do nothing. All he did was stay in his lane and ends up winning the race. I'd be damned. I'd be damned right there. And that's Ross Chastain's second victory of the year. He has more victories than, obviously, Denny Hamlin, Harvick, Truex, who else? Who else in there? So, yes, Kyle Busch won. He are the week prior to that, but he has more wins than Kyle Busch. Chase Elliott. Mm-hmm. Yep. Who else? Kyle Larson. Yep. As I said, defending champ. More wins to him. Yes, Kyle Larson. Let's see. Let me double check my facts here. I know he won earlier this year. Yeah, he won the Auto Club. Kyle Larson. More wins than him. Let's see. More wins than Denny Hamlin. More wins than Christopher Bell. I could go down the line. I can go down despite. Yeah, yes, Chastain still has one-up wins on Larson and those guys. Hamlin, Kyle Busch and those guys. See, you would have made that prediction. I would have gave you some money for that. But this team has been week in, week out, proving people wrong that, hey, we can come out here and compete with anybody, right? So that was the reward there. And usually it's Chastain making the over-aggressive mistake and costing himself. But here, he just stayed in his lane. And at the end of the day, he found himself, couldn't believe it, taking the checkered flag there. And that race went, I think, stayed caution free throughout. That is rare. That is rare for a speedway race to go stage three, the final stage, and not get a caution. If a caution happens, the caution anywhere comes out late, we could have had multiple cautions. You know that's coming. You know in the back of your mind it is coming, right? So Ross Chastain's second win of the year. And I'm just going to go back to number 10. Ooh, with Kevin Harvick finishing in the 10th spot. Alex Bowman finished 9th. Michael McDowell finished 8th. The speedway racer that he is. Chase Elliott finished 7th. Erik Jones, after being in contention there, had a fast GMS Petty Hot Rod. Finished 6th. Martin Truex Jr., this was a big victory here. I know hasn't had a victory yet, not yet, as I'm recording this podcast, but Martin Truex Jr. on Speedway Racing has not been his forte as the last several years, right? He's had, between Daytona 500 in this Talladega race, he's had a really fast car. So I am very, again, using the word, the phrase, cautiously optimistic, for the rest of the way when it comes to speed racing. But other than that, he was fast, and he sat in the front row. Finished 5th, brought it home. Kyle Larson, 4th. Kyle Busch, 3rd. And where did this guy come from? I didn't even know. Looking back at these stats for the last couple weeks, Austin Dillon finished 2nd. What? You didn't even hear about this guy. All we paid attention to was Ross Chastain. Now, Austin Dillon, of course, coming back to Darlington here, and obviously his teammate Tyler Reddick is going to have a shot at it tomorrow. Let's not sleep on Dillon here, Austin Dillon here, because remember, either it was last postseason or the year before that, he was making moves and could have beat the upset on Harvick. Yeah, that was 2 years ago. Yep, that was two years ago now that I think about it. Austin Dillon had a fast hot rod 2 years ago and almost made an upset in the first race of the playoffs last year. I think Austin Dillon was in the playoffs at that time there and almost ran down Harvick there, quietly goes about his business. So that to me, in my opinion, that's a sneaky pick. Now, all the attention's on Tyler Reddick for sure. Obviously, the heartbreaks of Tyler Reddick not getting the victory lane. Let's not forget about Austin Dillon now. And I had to do a double take on that when going back and looking through some of the finishing order and some of the stats from this race, right? So Austin Dillon, 2nd to the Talladega winner, Ross Chastain. Okay, so that was then. Now, fast forward to last week action at Dover, the Duramax Dryden 400, right? And we'll start with, again, the race winner of this race, Chase Elliott. This is the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3 Mother's Day edition of the podcast. Eddie Greer III here in Manhattan, Kansas, where your host lives. This is all about what's going on in the big divisions of all of NASCAR. Chase Elliott, all this we talked about him, he don't care about winning. All this, he ain't that guy. He, you know, he's not flashy and whatnot. Look, we are all of us have different personalities, and Chase is a laid back dude. You know, he doesn't cause trouble. He don't want to jump in the headlight. The headlines and whatnot. He's not flashy. He's not a rah rah type of guy. We've known this about this guy now for years now, right? He's not a flashy guy like Kyle Busch and goes out and says lame-ish stuff and all that, right? So, Chase Elliott, all the markets on him was all he does is win on road courses now, not on ovals. Man, that was finally put to bed last week with the win. And let's remind people that, and of course, it had to rain, right? So, this race started on Sunday and had to move to Monday because of the weather. And again, this happens every freaking year. Every year, right? That, you know, we got to pay attention to the weather and all this other stuff. We got to move the races up. And I have been an opponent of that. since the existence of this podcast. And really, since they, of course, you know, they want to change the ratings and want to try to get the most viewership and all this blah, 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 right? NASCAR back in the old head days, like my favorite phrase from Daryl Kinsey Jr., shout out. The phrase is, back in the day, right? NASCAR, when they saw weather in the area, they moved the race up. They moved the race up either 30 minutes or moved it up another hour or somewhere in the lines of that. Either way, bottom line is they moved it up, right? So you can at least get to halfway. And then if the rain or whatever comes and it's bad, we got the whole racing. You know, you ain't got to worry about coming back to the racetrack. And all this other stuff, right? You ain't got to worry about that. And I feel really bad. I mean, yes, it was a good turnout for Dover. Kudos to them, the fans that made it back out. It turned out to be even better than what it was. From what people have told me and what I've seen on my Twitter timeline. And from what I listened to anyways. I wasn't able to, of course, watch the race because I was at work. I had to keep up with it via phone. So, you know, what can we do if we didn't have a phone? We would miss the entire race completely, right? Technology in a new era of this generation, right? So what I'm getting around is I'm going to report moving it up so that you avoid, and yes, everybody has their opinion, but this is my opinion on the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3. I'm going to take you 3Y with this, right? If you see bad weather in the area, right, and I've been hollering, it seems like every year I go on this rant about moving up the timelines, right? And again, I'm going to do it again this year. No question about it. And probably not the last time because if you see bad weather, you know it's going to be bad. I mean, that's the truth. I mean, back in those days, NASCAR would move it up so you can get an early start. And if the worst came and you couldn't restart the race, if you get to halfway, you ain't got to worry about it. Halfway is official race. You get to a certain point in the race, you want to split it up. You get to halfway, bam, you're done. You ain't got to worry about going back to the track. And that's kind of, and with this crazy weather that we've had here in Kansas, here in Manhattan, Kansas, all this rain, hopefully got knocked out of the way because I'm going to the racetrack next week. And if bad weather happens, now obviously we got lights. So use them. Use the lights that we had. Now, Dover doesn't have no lights. So, you know, you have to put race equipment to good use. So, but anyway, so they could play around with it. Now, obviously, next weekend's race, cup race, is an afternoon race there. Usually the spring race for the last 5-6 years has been a primetime race on Saturday night with the truck race on Friday night, right? So, but it's going to be your traditional Sunday afternoon race out there in KC next weekend. And a primetime start Friday night. No, not Friday night. It's Saturday night for the Camper World Truck Series race over there. So what I'm getting around to is, I mean now they're going to be stubborn enough not to move it. And then I feel bad for the out-of-towners who can't come back to the racetrack. Yeah, that sucks. You're out of all that money. Especially, you got to go back to work the next day. That's the worst. That is the worst. Especially if your driver wins and whatnot. That is the worst. Especially, you go back to a job. Of course, folks nowadays, you know, depending on their situation, don't like their job. But some people do like their job, so they want to rep, you know, have victory, quote-unquote, Victory Monday, like I do. It's a tradition that I've had for several years now. So, yeah, I mean, I live just tad under 2 hours away from the racetrack. So, if I wanted to, if that situation would happen, I can screw work and go get back out to the racetrack or just get a hotel, stay there. Of course, the track does special promotions, whatnot. They'll let you back in. You have a race ticket, whatnot, which is awesome and all that. But yeah, if you have to go back out of town, that sucks. You know what? So yeah, I mean, for that crowd to turn out like it did, that's kudos to them. And the race they saw, that was awesome as well. So, I mean, I just don't know. Going in on this, and then we'll have a small break here, and then we'll get back into the Dover Cup talk. You just don't know about this weather, and that's unfortunate. So I wish that the higher ups in NASCAR can pay attention to what's going on the radars and whatnot, even if it's a sunny day or overcast. Because I've ranted on this podcast before about starting a race with 10 minutes with lightning out in the area, and you're out there running a racetrack. I know. I remember a few podcast episodes that stand out. I know Chicagoland's one of them. It's on the old archives of this podcast. All the episodes are up there right now, wherever you get your podcast. And last year, ranted about it too. Weather in the area. Why are you going to start? Why are you going to start when weather is in the air when 10 minutes out? I just don't understand it whatsoever. So I just wish that they move it up at least that. Either that or a half hour. It's not going to hurt anybody. I just don't see it. I mean, yeah, you want your ratings and whatnot. But at the same time, you know, you want those folks that come in the racetrack that, you know, plan vacation around going to races and whatnot. You want to get their money's worth. Then if suddenly the weather changes and whatnot, you see that. Okay, do we make it a time adjustment until all of the guys that are calling the race, Fox or NBC or USA this year, USA, or when we get to the summer, they're going to have some races this year. USA Network I'm talking about. So so that's one thing I wish that, you know, higher-ups in NASCAR can really evaluate and look at, because it's probably not the last time. It's probably not the last time it's going to get brought up. I'm telling you right now. It's not going to be the last time that's being brought up. This whole situation about start their damn race at noon and whatnot. I'm a proponent of that. I'll be honest with you. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I know half my friends are with me on that proposition. Weather's in the area that day. You expect to get rain or thunderstorms in the area. Move the race up or hold off the damn race and stop. They've been really bad at that, more so than moving up the starting time. Starting a race when weather comes in the area, aka New Hampshire last year, Chicagoland being one of them as well. Daytona, another one. I could go down the list of races here. So they really botched that up when it comes. They want to start on time, in a hurry, whatnot. And all of a sudden, 5 minutes later, bam, rain comes and all that. And all hell breaks loose on the racetrack. So They need to be better at that. I'm sorry. They need to be better at that. You know, they have other people higher up. Somebody needs to be paying attention. Now, obviously, two weathermen who are in charge on the Twitter anyways, you've seen them, you heard them on a Lap Traffic podcast, Brian Newdorf and what's the other dude's name? Aaron Studwell. Yeah, him. You heard those guys before. They're in charge of the weather now. Yeah, why can't they just rely on those guys? Now, I have no idea. I have no idea. So they need to be better. I'm just gonna put it like this. They need to be better. I'm sorry I went down this road, but I had to get it off my chest here on today's edition of the Ryan Asker Podcast EG3 episode 291. But they just need to be better at that because they've gotten lucky. Let's just put it this way. They've gotten lucky and ain't going to be lucky. Well, actually, exemption of New Hampshire, really, because Kyle Busch and Mark Trish Jr. days were ruined because of close rain by the racetrack. And then we all know what happened last year with that. So, they need to get better. That's all I'm going to say with that.
Listening to the 3Wide
Podcast with EG3. Back to the recap. Dover style, 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Yours truly, EG3. Okay, so we went in that weather rant again. That was pretty impressive. I didn't expect to talk that long about it, but again, it's just been really irritating from a fan's perspective. Anyways, Eric Jones finished 10th for GMS Racing, and Eric Jones, he moved up a few spots in the point standings here, and a few more of these runs, this guy's going to be a player coming in the summer when it comes down to trying to get a playoff spot this year, and we see this team run very strongly at multiple faucets this year in the first half of the season so far. Good for that race team there. Kevin Harvick brings up another top 10 finish. He finished 9th spot after starting 11th. Your pole sitter, first career pole, like I said last week on the show, Chris Buescher, ending up finishing 8th. That's a strong run by that 17 RFK Racing there as well. Kyle Busch on baby watch this week and next week. Excuse me again. He finished 7th. Kyle Larson, the odds-on favorite heading into tomorrow's race, finished 6th back at Dover after starting 3rd. And what a save by Kyle Larson. And this is going to be fast forward right to the 3Wide moment of the week. Kyle Larson saving it from hitting the wall. And I mentioned Rasha Karuth on last week's podcast. He got the 3Wide save of the week or moment of the weekend. Kyle Larson gets this one this week. Kyle Larson, tire go down, and he saves it from the wall. And Dover is known as a self, quote-unquote, self-cleaning racetrack. Saved it, and he don't save it right there. He's done. No question about it. With these cars, obviously, you get damage, bad damage, you're done. That's it. It's a wrap. It's over, right? Defending champion Larson saved it, and he rallied back, finished in the 6th spot, and I would not be surprised, obviously, and he was in contention last year, and I was holding my breath for the last 15 laps, 20 laps, whatever it was, however many laps that was. Mark Trish was out front, and Kyle Larson was all over him, all over his rear end, right? And Mark Trish Jr. did a damn good job holding him off. I would not be surprised to see the same replay again of it next year, or not next year, tomorrow. next year is still ways off, but I would not be surprised to see those two battle it out tomorrow for the end of the race. I was really worried. I'm gonna get to Martin Truex here in a second. Here, Alex Bowman finished 5th. Christian Bell, excuse me again. Sorry, because I am drinking a soft drink, so that's why I'm burping so much. Apologies. Christopher Bell finishing fourth. Ross Chastain, there he is again. I'll get to him a second for round two. Finished third. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Damn. Finished in the second spot. I thought people were joking around when... Seriously. I thought people were joking around when people... Somebody told me that Ricky Stenhouse Jr. finished second. I'm like, what happened? Yeah, I had to go back and watch the end. We watched the end of that race there. And Ricky Stenhouse Jr. was right there in the thick of it. And the way that this thing is going, we could have another surprise winner or two here really screw up the playoff picture. And obviously Chase Elliott, your winner. Last week, I already talked about him. First win of the year, laid back Chase Elliott getting the win there for that race team and gets on the board. So Hendrick Motorsports now has all of its drivers now get victory lane. Alex Bowman, now actually Kyle Larson, Auto Club. I said this earlier. Why did I forget? Bowman, Las Vegas, William Byron, two-time winner this year. Martinsville, anyone in another place. and now Chase Elliott. I got to go back real quick. Martinsville in Atlanta. Yes, the new speedway race in Atlanta. He won that. Byron did. So all those drivers now have a victory under their belt. And with Byron's two, that is five wins for Hendrick Motorsports. That is the most in any organization so far in 2022 in the NASCAR Cup Series. So, yeah, there's that little math stat right here on the 3Y NASCAR podcast. I was going to say something. I'm going to get it back in here in a second. Oh, yeah, so back to Truex, right? Okay, Martin Truex Jr. was, and this really changed the game because this actually started on Sunday and was translated into an awesome run for the 19 on Monday. And it all ended in a down spiral where Chastain moved up and Truex had a run on him and Chastain moved up and Truex ended up spinning out there. And a good top five finish, which should have been back-to-back top five finishes, was not. He ended up finishing 12th. And Martin Truex Jr., I have never seen him in a long ass time. I mean a long time. Of course, MTJ's my dude. Go walk to somebody's car and I'll talk to with somebody afterwards. Have not seen that. Obviously, you know, he's had words before about obviously the famous quote when Joey Logano sadly won a NASCAR championship. He gonna win the battle, but he ain't gonna win the war. Martin Truex Jr. had opportunity to win it. Championship and did not do it. Unfortunately, it would have been back-to-back titles. Yeah, don't get me started on that road. He's had a lot of some words and hasn't really backed it up. I don't know. Maybe he's just obviously he's not going to be that guy where he's going to throw haymakers. But in that situation, there, you're going to walk up somebody. I'd be throwing haymakers. And I tweeted it out this week on my Twitter feed at Eddie. E_EG3 is the handle. At Eddie_EG3 is the handle. You want to follow me for Truex content, a little K-State content, and sometimes maybe once in a while random stuff on there. But I really stick to sports and NASCAR. But anyways, yesterday this past week he had words with Ross Chastain and whatnot, and let him know. Yes, sometimes y'all let him know. Y'all let him know how you feel about that. And Ross and everybody saying now Ross Chastain is a championship contender. You know, you want to hold the brakes on that for a little bit, in my opinion, on that, especially going to race like that. I mean, you got two wins in the bank. You catch a guy a break. Now, obviously, this was for third place. I think this got overlooked a little bit. This was for third freaking place, not for the race win. Now, this was a race for the race win. I cut him some slack. I'll cut Chastain slack for that. Okay, no big deal. We're going for the race win and whatnot. All bets are off. You won't give it to him and whatnot. But this was for freaking third place. And you got your couple wins, Ross. Moved. I'm not going to say move over, but at least... leave him a little room. I mean, this is not even for the win. Chase O is already out there and gone. And you screwed up for the most part. And everybody's half the Truex, as usual. All the Truex haters came out of the woodworks and whatnot. And if I was a different personality, I would be going after these guys. Because some of the comments I read on there are absolutely ridiculous. Let me tell you something. It's absolutely ridiculous. All this stuff comes out on Truex and whatnot. Nobody don't like. He's a crybaby and whatnot. Look, man, this was our third place. This was not for the race win. This was our third freaking place. And Truex had it, and then Ross Chastain blocked it. And, yep, the rest is history there. You throw away a top five. So I was definitely pissed off about that. And the Truex group knows where I stayed with Ross Chastain that stayed afterwards from a fan's perspective. Yeah, you got two wins in the bank, and hey, who knows? Maybe he's a championship kid. I ain't going to say that. I'm not going to go far to say that yet, at least with this race team. Not yet. I'm not going to say it until he wins maybe a couple more races. Then I'm going to say it. But for right now, I know Trackhouse is new now. Almost a year and a half in the Cup Series now. I mean, Daniel Suarez, the flag, in my opinion, is the face of that franchise. Sorry, I use franchise, but I'm going to roll with it. Sorry. And there's a concern now. You know, Daniel Suarez, he got to get on the ball, buddy. Buddy. I mean, Ross Chastain out here running inside the top five now every week. And Daniel Suarez, now going all the way back to the beginning of the year, Auto Club, right? Suarez had a chance to win that. And now knowing that we've seen this performance out of Ross week in, week out, Daniel Suarez should have won that race. You know, who knows? I mean, now I kind of feel bad. Now you got to sit in the back seat and get rocked. I know they're hanging out, buddies, whatnot. You see them together at hangouts. You see them together on top of the pit box joking around about piñatas and stuff like that. But Daniel Suarez got to get on the ball, man. I mean, this guy, Ross Chastain, has not been with Trackhouse that long. And he's still in the Thunder, in my opinion, a little bit. So, no question about it. I mean, Suarez, I mean, he's had some tough breaks in the Cup Series. And right now, I know they seem to be buddies a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, I'm Dan Suarez. I'm happy. I'm smiling on the outside. I'm not happy on the inside. That the Wallamelon guy coming in here and stealing all the thunder right now. And for Ross Chastain, need to cool off a little bit when it comes to, you're not racing for the win. Back the hell off. I mean, that's the last thing you want to do is piss off even more drivers. And this is why I'm saying he ain't a championship contender. Because you do that in the playoff now, the playoffs is going to be way different. Because tents is going to be ramped up. And obviously, Ross is an aggressive driver. We have seen this from his rise. All of a sudden, stardom in NASCAR, right? About this Chastain guy, right? So you want to do that, piss other people off, then good luck, buddy, because yeah, they're not going to have any slack, because they're going to, obviously, yeah, two wins is awesome, but sometimes you got to, like, hey, man, ease up. It's a long season. Hey, you know, you got to get the guy some slack or something, because you never know. It could come back around to give it to you the other way, you know? At times that you maybe need that point to advance, right? This doesn't really do it right here. I'm sorry. This doesn't cut it right here. This should have been a more different situation than it was. But instead, I just watched my driver spin out and not get a top five. So I was furious about that and still kind of am furious about that. But I'm going to move on from that. So everybody knows where I stand with that situation. Eddie Greer for the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Here, as now I'm going to transition over to the Hall of Fame. Yes, the newest class of the Hall of Fame. I'm going to step aside. Give me a quick drink.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Your boy's fired up. On a 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. This seems to be a thing today. As I recorded one of my K-State's podcast dailies today. about KU coming into K-State and the word to Kansas being the worst team in baseball in the conference and stealing the game from K-State. They should be embarrassed about themselves. That's why I'm pretty fired up, and it's kind of translation of this edition of the podcast. Eddie Greer III here. Bigger news coming out of NASCAR here as we get set for Cup Racing at Darlington tomorrow afternoon, or you listen to us for sure today on Mother's Day. Again, happy Mother's Day to all the moms, sports moms, all different kinds of moms out there in the world, and happy Mother's Day to my mom as well. Three more got into the class of 2023. Well, actually, three were on selected for the NASCAR Hall of Fame, folks. Class of 2023, which includes first-time ballot Matt Kenseth. What a year for Matt Kenseth. Obviously, sticks out to me is the Boston run, and he killed that Boston Marathon that he just ran a few weeks ago. And now you get elected in a first ballot. This is the first 1-1. First ballot Hall of Famer Matt Kenseth. Now I better get this away from me because it's really bothering me now. It's echoing here. Kurt Schmerding, about damn time. Kurt Schmerding getting in to the Hall of Fame class right there. Kurt Schmerding, crew chief. He was crew chief for Dale Earnhardt Sr. And you get Herschel McGriff. I never heard of this guy before. Before he got elected. I'm sorry. But Herschel McGriff got elected from the group of five from the Pioneer Division nominees as well. Kenseth, I kind of knew that already when the eligibilities came out, when this guy was named. Now, some people said Carl Edwards got snubbed. Get out of here with that, man. Y'all crazy. Carl Edwards, in my opinion, I mean, for what he did in the sport. Now, again, sorry going off the railroad tracks here. We're going on the high side now in the 3-1 NASCAR Podcast EG3. He, in my opinion, I know he's on the ballot, but I think it's going to be a while. Or, in my opinion, let's get it faced. In my opinion, he's not a Hall of Famer. That's my opinion. Y'all can take it for what it is. So, Matt Kenseth, he changed the game. He won that championship back in 03 by a long ways. Yes, a long ways there, which really set up the playoffs, what we have right now. Or actually, not right now, but the birth of the Nextel Cup Series playoffs, or whatever it was back then. It was Nextel. Yay, yeah. Going ahead, yes. But Matt Kenseth getting it done right there. Let's see if I have his quote right here. Well, actually, I'm going to have it right here. So, Matt Kenseth in a press release, quote, "I've slowly been changing my view of my career the longer I've been away from it." He went on to say, quote, "When you're in the middle of it, I don't know if it's a good habit or a bad habit, but it's always seemed to work for me. When you're in the middle of it, you agonize over the losses and the mistakes a lot more than the successes in the wins." Unfortunately, there as well. And remember, Matt Kenseth was in the booth at Auto Club, which he did a great job as well. Let's see. I don't have his career numbers at the moment in front of me, so that's going to have to wait. But anyways, he's in. He's in the playoff. He's in. And actually, let's see. Bop, 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 bop. There we go. So, yeah, Kenseth. Yeah, for 1-1. NASCAR Hall, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. He's in the class, next year's class there. Let's see. Yeah, 39 career Cup wins, including the Daytona 500, Southern 500, Coke 600, in a NASCAR All-Star race, and a champion of the sport. So there you go right there on him. Kurt Schmerding next, right? Let's see, Schmerding. Yes, Richard Schmerding won championships with Senior, Dale Senior, 86, 87, 1990, and 91. So that's really in a span of a dynasty right there. back to back in 86, 87, 90, and 91 there as well. And obviously, Charmaine retired early, a little bit earlier there as well. Herschel McGriff, my goodness, he's going to be, well, actually, he is 94 years old. Wow. 94-year-old Herschel McGriff competed in NASCAR races for 7 decades. Damn. Woo. That's longevity right there. That's longevity right there. All started back in 1950. Again, the theme of it this weekend, Darlington, the Southern 500, where his career started. Talking about Herschel McGriff on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Darlington Raceway ended in the 2018 K&N Pro Series West race at Tuscan at 90. Are you serious right now? Are you joking? Apparently, I'm not joking. I had to read this again. He competed in K&N Pro Series West race at that age? I gotta give my props to him. Wow. Let's see, McGriff. 4 victories in the Cup Series in his career there as well. And he participated in the Kyle Petty charity ride for years as well. So, obviously, his resume speaks for itself right there. Very long and impressive resume for him as well. He spoke as well in a press release saying, quote, "I always loved the sport, quote, but I couldn't go full-time because I had to raise a family. I started when they didn't have go-karts. We just drove street cars, right after World War One, or actually World War Two. That's back in 1945. I ran my first race on a dirt track," end quote. So, wow, this is the stats themselves between the three. Really impressive there. Sherman has been on that ballot since probably the first or second year that he's been on that ballot there, trying to get into the Hall of Fame. Now he will be a Hall of Famer. Kurt Schimmel, Matt Kenseth, first ballot Hall of Famer. That's along with Tony Stewart. So he joins that conversation. I kind of knew he was going in right there when I saw him. I said, that guy, he going in. First off, I like Matt Kenseth. So he's going in. So congratulations, and I'm sure down the road somewhere, when the ceremony comes for next year, we'll be talking about it a little bit more. We'll be reminding folks more about it as well. This is a 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, a jam-packed edition for all the mothers out there. This has been a good one. Eddie Greer III coming to a close. Going to wrap this thing up here in a couple of minutes here. Obviously, Truck and Xfinity in the books with their races. And tomorrow, or as you guys are listening to this, today, Cup Series race about to hit the racetrack here for their race, which is the Goodyear 400. And Joey Logano, way off last week. You get the pole today. So is that a turnaround for that team? What that team needs, because this team has not won a race. Obviously, it won the Clash out west at the Coliseum. But since then, they ain't done nothing. They have done nothing. And they answered the bell. So we'll have to see what that 22 does. That's for sure. But they're going to be up against it here tomorrow afternoon here. They're going to have to try to, Toyota's going to be fast. Again, cautiously optimistic. Using the word here, cautiously optimistic. Especially, I thought right there, it's going to be a long weekend. Especially with Truex. I mean, what? Kyle Busch fast. Denny's going to be up there. Unfortunately, with this qualifying lap, with a tire coming loose, something like that. Christopher Bell, this is area too, slipping and sliding all over the place. Truex know how to get around here as well. And obviously, he won a damn thing last year. He kicked everybody's ass last year. And I'm anxious to see what he's got for the field this year, talking about Truex in those Toyotas this year. But let's close this thing out with the starting lineup here, and we'll wrap this thing up here. And send y'all to the Cup Series race. BJ McLeod will start 36, shotgun from the field. Kevin Harvick and Chase Elliott both wrecking their practice sessions there. Chase Elliott was 6th or 7th in practice total, and he totaled his stuff. He's got a lot of work to do. The last week's winner got a lot of work to do. Harvick also got a lot of work to do there. Lennon Castle, 33rd. J.J. Yeley will start 32nd in the race. Tomorrow, Cody Ware will roll off 31st. Corey LaJoie, 30th. Justin Haley will start 29th for Colley Racing. Cole Custer will start 28th position here. I'm going to try to do two things at one time. Todd Gillen will start 27th. Last week's runner-up finisher, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., got a lot of work to do, 26th. Harrison Burton, 25th. Harrison Burton, we heard much of him since Daytona. So, yeah, I know, understand he's a rookie, but he's been kind of up. He's been more downs than up for that team. Daniel Hemric will start 24th for Colley in that 16 cup ride. RFK's Brad Keselowski, his own car, start 23rd. Denny Hamlin, got a lot of work to do here. The five-time Dale Darlington winner, a lot of work to do. 22nd tomorrow afternoon. Ty Dillon will start 21st. 20th, Daniel Suarez. He's got some work to do. Austin Center at 19th. Chris Buescher starts 18th. Bubba Wallace will roll off 17th. Michael McDowell for front row will start 16th. Alex Bowman 15th. Austin Dillon, my AKA sleeper for tomorrow, he will start 14th. Chase Briscoe 13th. Eric Almirola, top dozen, he'll start 12th. And Eric Jones 11th. I would not be surprised. Eric Jones is going to be somewhere around the top 10 again tomorrow afternoon's race. Tyler Reddick. I'm watching this guy. He just got done with the Xfinity Series race. He had to battle back a little bit. And he'll start 10th in his Richard Childress Racing's 8 Chevrolet. William Byron will start 9th. Ross Chastain will roll off 8th. And Ross Chastain, he could be in the, he raced in the Truck Series last night. Ryan Blaney starts 7th. Kurt Busch starts 6th. Brother Kyle will start 5th. Last year's winner, Mark Trish Jr., will start 4th. Seabell will start 3rd. Kyle Larson starts 2nd. And I already mentioned Joey Logano there. We'll lead the field of green just after 2 Central Time, I think it is. I don't want to get it wrong. For our listeners who may be listening to this podcast, listen to this podcast here, yeah, it'll be just after 2:30 Central Time, which means 3:30 Eastern Time for those who are checking out this podcast out as well. So Denny Hamlin, he looked like he had a good car, race car. Kyle Larson, very cautiously optimistic about Truex being a player again tomorrow, and Christopher Bell could be in this mix as well. So definitely Toyota brought their game, brought their stuff for sure. We'll see how that's going to play out. Obviously Kyle Larson, the odds on favorite to win this thing tomorrow, have to find out. We'll find out for sure. So this Mother's Day weekend has been interesting for sure, and the last leg of it will conclude tomorrow with the Cup Series race, the Goodyear 400 at Darlington Raceway. Three-Wide NASCAR Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast, folks. We're on Spotify, iTunes, all that other stuff, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, and a couple more podcasting platforms as well. So definitely make sure you're subscribed. If you're new to the podcast, welcome on board. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and get notifications every time we upload an episode or a special guest episode of Three-Wide NASCAR Podcast, which you guys are going to get next week. As I'm having my guy, we'll talk about this race and a few more and get your guy set up for Kansas Speedway next weekend. I'm excited for that. I'm excited to get back out there again next weekend. I cannot wait for that. But for right now, we have unfinished business at Darlington, folks. It's a wrap for another edition of 3Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. Again, happy Mother's Day to all the moms around the world. Happy Mother's Day to all folks. Enjoy the rest of your Mother's Day and make it a legendary one for sure. That's going to wrap things up for right now. Wow. Jam-packed edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Eddie Greer, the third EG3, saying thank you guys for tuning in and listening. Make sure you tell a friend who loves NASCAR about this podcast. Chase Elliott won at Dover last week. Will Hendrick Motorsports continue their supreme in 2022 tomorrow, or will somebody else challenge them at the Lady in Black.
With EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going three wide.